beach easy.
Hey mamas, welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we talk about the highs and lows of mamahood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because today we are reflecting on the past year and looking ahead all in the same episode. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
And I'm Danielle Layton's mom.
Hi, I feel like we haven't been in the studio together in so long.
Right? Schedules, man. Right? Adulting. It's just so fun.
Any new updates or anything going on in your life?
Oh, Lord. The most recent one is our family is crazy, and we drove 3 hours out of the city to go get a very specific Christmas tree that my husband grew up with, because it's got like a very specific scent and it's nostalgic and stuff. So that's probably the latest crazy update.
Was this on a school night or during a week?
Oh, we did it on Sunday. Okay. Yeah, it was Sunday. So yeah, we ended up getting back like a little bit early, but Layton still had to go.
Is this the first year that you've done it?
Yeah, well, so since 2017. Okay. So me and my husband did it once before, but this is the first time with
Layton. This is tradition. This is like starting something and putting the impact together in your family of making a tradition continue.
So. Oh, yeah, for sure. A crazy, crazy tradition.
Does your family do Elf on the Shelf?
We do this year.
Okay. So first one for Elf on the Shelf.
Yes, for sure. What about you?
Yes, we do as well. And we actually had an addition to our Elf on the Shelf, and it's called Mouse in the House. Ooh. So our elf Patch this year has a friend named Sonic the Mouse.
Oh, so cute.
So started this year. Did you read the book to begin with?
We did. So what we did, I guess I didn't realize you're supposed to start on December 1st. I thought it was the day after Thanksgiving.
I think it is the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. So we thought, because Thanksgiving was so late this year and we were kind of getting late on decorating, we decided that our first appearance of the elf was that the elf decorated our downstairs area. So
what a great
Layton
idea.
Woke up to it just going from fall pumpkin stuff to just straight Christmas downstairs, minus the Christmas tree. So that was how we introduced the elf. And then she kind of went around trying to find where he was and everything. And then we read the book with her that night before she went to bed and everything. So it was fun. She's been loving it.
Has she named him her yet?
It's a very original name. It's Elfie.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Our elf's name is Patch. And this is the first year that, like, Nolan kind of understands what's happening. So that's a lot of fun. But he didn't know that Mousy, or Sonic the Mouse, is new to the family. So he thinks that the Sonic the Mouse came for him specifically.
Oh.
So it's kind of fun that, you know, it's there.
The mouse is his.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Takes full ownership.
Yes, exactly.
Love it.
So the Mouse in the House is also like a book. And the way that they work it is the first child to find the mouse in the morning gets to do whatever the prize or activity is for the day. And it gives you like a calendar of like all the prizes and activities.
So
one of them is like, you get to pick out what we have for dessert, or like you get to pick out like what a side dish is for that, or you get to turn on the Christmas lights that night and that kind of thing. So
it'd be chocolate and French fries for us. Just straight chocolate and French fries.
I know. I'm like, well, there goes my diet out the window if our kids are picking our meals. Jeez.
Calories don't count during the holidays. From Thanksgiving onward, you're good. You can eat whatever you want.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We actually, so I guess, I don't know if it just started this year or maybe it was last year, but there's Martha on a mantle now to kind of go with Snoop on a stoop.
Okay.
So we thought initially about doing either
and
Snoop
like Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Exactly. So we thought initially about doing those, but then I thought about like Layton going back to school and talking about it and having like a different elf than the others. I didn't know if that would just like
confuse everyone.
Everyone. So I was like, we'll just go with the traditional elf. Ordered it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. We've got that Amazon same day delivery now because we fancy.
Yeah, we fancy in this area. We got one of them shipping centers close by
getting
now.
Trader Joe's. We got a shipping center. We're moving up in the world.
And what is Myrtle Beach getting a Hobby Lobby too?
We have. Oh, you mean like the Myrtle Beach?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Like in Myrtle Beach.
I think so. I heard that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I love the one in North Myrtle Beach. Yeah. It's
great place fun. To buy decorations yeah. for sure.
It's overwhelming, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so thinking about your year, this year, we're coming to the end of 2024. Did you have any goals set originally that you feel like you've met? And did you have any goals set that you feel like, well, I didn't even come close to those, so.
I had a couple. I mean, I think I did the stereotypical, like I wanted to get healthier this mm-hmm. year, which I've really been working on. So, you know, just making sure that I'm eating a little bit better. Just, you know, I've got medical issues too. So it was like, it was really about like getting control of mm-hmm. my health again and just trying to get on that path. So been working on that this year, mm-hmm. which I think I've done a pretty decent job. Mm-hmm. Like throughout the year, I think I've lost like 20 pounds and
it's, wow. like,
it's been working out so far. And then also like working on my patience with Layton. That was a really, really big one. Just trying not to like snap, be a little bit more calm, like trying to work with her on like calming techniques, you know, just because mm-hmm. I think she's gonna have like the anxiety jitters like I do. She's very like high energy and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So we've both been working on our breathing techniques.
Love it.
And just more patience and stuff mm-hmm. was one of my goals. So that's from day to day. You never really know what you're gonna encounter on a daily basis.
No.
But mm-hmm. I just try each day to be a little bit better. And then if I'm not better, I apologize. Then, like,
you
she
have
knows.
To give yourself grace
yeah,
all the time.
Exactly.
Like, as a mom of a toddler, there's grace is the number one word that you can just keep repeating to yourself. Give yourself grace. If it doesn't happen today, it might happen tomorrow. It might not happen tomorrow. And that's okay.
Exactly.
It's all going to be okay.
And I think for the longest time, I don't know if you ever picked up on this, but it feels like for the longest time, like people didn't apologize to their children, mm-hmm. like whenever they did something or, you know, like if mm-hmm. they snapped or, you know, said something in the heat of the moment. I feel like for the longest time, people didn't feel like they needed to apologize to their children.
I'm the parent like, and what I say goes. Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. So I'm really like in our relationship with our child, like we're really trying to change that. And if we do have a snap moment, we'll mm-hmm. sit her down and be like, hey, look, mommy, sorry, she snapped. This mm-hmm. is what happened. This is why it happened. I will work on it if you work on this. Like mm-hmm. we try and have a conversation about it. And again, she's almost four, so she's still young, but hopefully like implementing that sort mm-hmm. of thing throughout her life, she'll realize that nobody's perfect. Accidents happen, but we just got to work on
it. If nothing else, that's teaching her empathy for like, okay, everyone has bad days. And, you know, sometimes as long as they recognize that, you know, they are having a bad day or, you know, had a bad moment and it's okay. And that's wonderful. I try to do that with Colton specifically too, of like, I'm sorry, bud. Mom got frustrated in the moment. And like, and I apologize for my actions. I love the, like, if you work on this, then I'll work on that segment. I might mm-hmm. just steal that from you and implement it.
We do that with swear words, too.
Speaking of swear words, oh, man, I have a story.
Yes.
Colton, we got a message before the break about Colton said S-H-I-T on the playground.
Was it in the right context?
It was an O-S-H-I-T, and I believe it was after he fell off the slide. So
it's like proud and mortifying at the same
time. Exactly. Yeah, the teacher said that they had a conversation about how it's not an appropriate word for school, but in my head I'm going, I know exactly where he learned it from. I don't even have to. It came from us. Like, we've got to get better. And so we've had the conversation of, okay, buddy, like, that's our bad. We taught you that word. It's our bad. It's not an appropriate word. And now he's going to call us out should when and when we use it. So I expect it to happen a lot.
Ever since it started, like, so Layton used to say stupid a lot.
Okay.
So we told her, like, that's not a very kind mm-hmm. word. And ever since then, if there's ever, like, a swear word or anything, like, that slips with my husband, she is almost, like, the adult being like, oh, you don't say that. You don't say like, and I'm so surprised. Like, we try really hard not to have a filthy mouth, but sometimes we do. Yeah. And she's like, honestly, I'm so surprised that she hasn't picked up on any of the swear words or said any mm-hmm. of them. Like, she's maybe slipped up once, but when we talk to her about it, now she gets on us about it. She's like, mommy, are we going to work on our bad words? I'm like, yeah, baby.
Yes, we are.
So what resolutions did you have for this year?
So this year in 2024, one of the things that I wanted to do that I did not accomplish was I wanted to dive into TikTok and kind of, you know, create some content of my own based around this podcast, but also based around my hobby of thrifting and reselling. I think I posted one video at one point in time, maybe two.
That's something, though.
Exactly.
You didn't go completely nothing.
Right, exactly.
You gave it a little try.
I did. It was also one of those things that, like, every time I went to go do it, I was like, do I really need to have this phone in my hand right now to be doing this? So I think going into the next year, I'm going to really evaluate, like, what are the pros and cons if I do this? Like, if I really want to dive in this year and create content for TikTok specifically, how much time is it going to take? Is it going to take away from family time? And yes, I know it will. And is that time valuable enough that I am willing to give it up? Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I really need to sit down and evaluate the pros and cons of that.
Could you maybe try like putting something on your cat, like 30 minutes a day,
and that's
even
it, you know,
to try and schedule it out. That way, like, you know when it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You can just devote that time and then go right back to your family or whatever else it is mm-hmm. that you're doing. That's usually what
happens. And for me, I look at it too as like, it's a creative outlet. Mm-hmm. And I, at this moment, don't have that creative outlet. And I enjoy that type of, for me, it's lethargic. I like to see the accomplished product. So it does provide a benefit in that sense. And if I do set out that 30 minutes or whatever, a day, a week, a month, whatever I figure out is the appropriate amount of time, you know, definitely letting all family members know that, like, this is my time. And, you know, like, you guys are well aware that it's happening, and we'll see how that turns out. Mm-hmm. So I think for 2025, that's a path I'm going to go down and kind of evaluate, see where I like to, or is there another creative outlet that I can come up with that might involve everyone? I'm not sure, but finding something around the creativity and utilizing some of my other aspects of my life to bring that in and pull out the creativity side of things. Another one that we had was to get kind of emotionally healthy as a family. So we were all riding on the same wave. And I think we really did a good job of that this year. My husband and I kind of found our flow as parents and parents of two, really. Mm-hmm. You know, how do we handle those situations where both kids are over the top or, you know, being excited? And how do we handle those moments where one is? And, you know, how do we break up that parenting? Are we both going to go to the one that's having a moment and the other one gets ignored? And we really, really found the flow of that this year and got on the same page about that. So I think from that side, that was one goal that we had. And I've talked about this before in our podcast and before you became a host. But so we really pick a word of the year as a family, and we try to, like, bring that word of the year out in everything that we do. I will be honest, I forgot what our word of the year was last year. It slipped away in time. So maybe the first couple of 3 months, you know, is when we really focus on that. But if nothing else, it leads us to what the rest of the year is going to look like. It sets a good base for that first quarter, that first half of the year.
Sets the tone for the
exactly.
year.
And then we can go from there, because in a year, you never know what's going to happen, going to be. We haven't necessarily talked as a family yet what our word of the year is going to be and why it's going
to
be that.
I was just about to ask.
Yes.
I was like, ooh, what's the next one?
But for me, my personal word of the year is going to be growth. You know, I want to see growth in a lot of areas of my life. I feel like my kids are at a point where they need me a little bit less, and they are more independent. So can I take some of that time to provide my own growth, whether it's from a physical standpoint and, you know, getting back into better shape and getting that healthier side, but also, you know, where can I grow from a work perspective? Where do I have a little wiggle room and a little bit of extra time to grow from a work perspective? And, you know, what other aspects of my life are lacking that I might need some growth? I was actually doing a Peloton class the other day, and one of the instructors said a quote, and it really just stuck with me. And he was like, "This is the year that you should get up off the couch and be active in your own life." And I want to take that to more than just the metaphorical level. Like, I actually want to get up and be involved in things this year. So maybe growth and movement are the two, with unique meanings more than just what their literal meanings are.
Mm-hmm. Random fun fact.
Yeah.
One of the Peloton instructors, her name is Jess King. She used to be my dance instructor.
No way. I love Jess King.
She was also top 10 on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yep.
So too. But yeah, she's one of the Peloton instructors.
Look at you.
She used to come up with the best solo, like whenever I would do like a solo dance, she had the most incredible choreography. It was so fun.
How long was she, like, for years?
Yeah. It was when I was at Arts Alive, which I don't think exists anymore, unfortunately. But yeah, it was years. I think, like, pretty much the whole time I was in high school, I think she was my instructor. So.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Just now I'll think of you every time I take one of her classes.
I know. I love her classes. Yeah. She's always so high energy and just so positive and stuff. And her life is so cute in New York City.
Yes.
I still follow her on Instagram and stuff. So.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
What about you? Any goals for 2025? That sounds so weird to say.
I know. I'm not ready. I think this whole year, anytime we would go into a new month, I would just in complete denial. Like, no way, it's the next month.
Right.
We're still in January. So the fact that we're in December, I'm like, I'm not prepared. So yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I definitely want to continue on my health journey. There's still a lot more improvements that I have to go.
Is there anything specific with that like you want to make happen? Like, do you have let's not talk about weight loss or anything like that. Like, that's everybody's personal kind of journey that they go on. Mm-hmm. Not that you need to lose weight by any means, but, you know, is there I want to be able to do a pull up or something along like a very specific goal that you might have?
Really, I think my main goal is just consistency because, like, you know, there's days where, like, it'll be 5 days in a week I'll work out and do it religiously. And then there will be, like, 2 weeks will go by. And I'm like, I haven't worked out in 2 weeks. I should probably get it together. Mm-hmm. So just consistency, really. And then just eating a little bit healthier. Mm-hmm. Just trying to, you know, again, just take back my health. Like, I've had a lot of health issues over the past couple of years. So just trying to, I guess, be a little bit less dependent on medicines and not, I guess, genetic wise, like there's a lot of like heart disease and stuff like that in my family. Like, my dad passed away from a massive heart attack, like when he was 65. So it's like, I'm just very conscious of trying to make sure that I'm like taking care of my heart and, you know, making sure that I have a long life to be able to live with Leighton and stuff like that. So those are like the main goals of it. Like, weight loss is a great side effect of it, but
right.
But really, I'm just trying to like make sure that my blood pressure stays good and all of that fun stuff. Yes. But what about you?
As far as that goes, I really miss like the competitive side of working out and getting active. And one of the areas that I really miss is swimming. So I think that I really want to look to see how I can incorporate water activities or swimming into my overall health workout plan for the year. And from a specific standpoint, I don't know. You know, running's not really my thing. So, like, I don't have a goal to run. My husband does.
I used to try and pretend I loved running so much. And then I did a half marathon and couldn't walk for a week. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe I don't like running.
I don't know. It doesn't motivate me.
Right.
I
do like the bike stuff, though.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, I do as well. But then also, like, okay, how do I incorporate my family into how can we make exercise and those healthy habits part of everything that we're doing? And, you know, We used to, we haven't done it in a long, probably about a year, but a family walk after dinner just to get the blood flowing and moving and all of that. So we need to get back to that because we, last year was that year of transition between with Nolan in a stroller and walking. And so 2 years ago, we could just pop him in the stroller, go on the walk or take the bike ride or whatever. And it worked. This year, he was, didn't want to be in the stroller. And so the family walks became harder and slower. So I think this year is like, okay, we're all at the level. We're all at the same pace and base. We can ride the bikes. We can do all of those things as a foursome again. So mm-hmm.
We found this super cool attachment for my husband's bike for Layton just because, mm-hmm. like, you know, she's a little bit older. So it's you can't really do the, like, little kids seats uh-huh. on the bike. So it's this attachment that goes in the front. So, mm-hmm. like, we were for a while on Sundays. We would do a family bike ride. Like, our we live off of Highway 90. So, mm-hmm. like, there's a little area where you can kind of go deep into the country mm-hmm. or the country, even though there's, like, a highway nearby. But, and so we would do that every Sunday. So, aww. Like, even if, like, you guys both mm-hmm. have the bikes and get those attached, mm-hmm. like, Leighton absolutely loves that. And that way you don't have to slow down with them being on right. the bike so mm-hmm. much. You can, like, actually
keep it going. Keep
somewhere.
It moving. Yeah, yes, exactly. Make it productive for everyone.
Exactly. Exactly. I'll have to send you the link to that.
Yes, please do.
It was so cool. It was like she's got little handles so she could feel like she's like riding the doing bike her, yeah. too, but mm-hmm. she's just sitting there enjoying it.
Oh, that's fun. I love that. Yeah, please send me that. It's a good way for us to keep involved and be involved.
It's so. Crazy what you can find on Amazon that you just have oh, no idea.
Amazon has
what
saved,
exists.
Saved the holidays once again. I mean,
my poor delivery drivers. I put out like a little snack basket for
We're
them.
We're going to have to.
Because like,
there's no doubt.
Almost like said, I am so sorry. Because there's, I told my husband too, I was like, prepare yourself. Because I did all the holiday shopping in like one day.
Yes, 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 yes. Ugh. 2025, is there any major milestones that you guys are hitting this year? Anniversaries, it'll be, well, it'll be four?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're actually, we're going to do a birthday party for her mm-hmm. for the, like, well, we did one when she turned one, but we've mostly been doing, like, trips and stuff mm-hmm. with her ever since, but now she's at the age where she, like, understands birthday parties, mm-hmm. sees her friends having birthday parties, and wants one of her own, so we're actually going to do a birthday party for her this year. No clue what to do in February when it's cold, but we're going to figure it out.
Absolutely. I recommend that one of the trampoline parks.
I was also looking at, like, you can rent out like the movie theater like and just have the whole room to yourself
really?
And like do a specific movie apparently mm-hmm. Like I know a lot of people do that for Christmas and stuff yeah. too where they'll just do like a Christmas movie with their family so like the kids can walk around mm-hmm. and do whatever they're not stuck to a chair but there's a kids movie going on you can like set up a table with cake and things like that so I'm going to look into maybe doing that because she loves her movies
that's a great one I love that.
But we'll see. We'll see how much it costs first. Yeah,
exactly. Well, like probably, I mean, kids' birthday parties are outrageous. I cannot, mm-hmm. like, it amazes me how how much they are and how much we're just like, yes, it's your birthday. Let's sign the check. Do it. Go.
I do need to find a really good theme, though, because we had a great theme for her first birthday. Mm-hmm. It was a Survivor party because we survived the first year.
Survivor, like reality TV show Survivor.
Yeah, so everything. Like, there was this little cake company. Oh, gosh, I'm completely blanking on the name. They're out of, like, the Longs Little River area, mm-hmm. and they actually got, like, the logo of Survivor, put it on her little smash cake and everything. We had everything all Hawaiian and tropical.
Love
and
that.
It was a lot of fun. So I need to outdo that one.
I'm thinking of something like, okay, four is more or four to the floor. I don't know. There's mm-hmm. four is a good rhyming.
There's something,
so, yeah.
there's something there for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
What mm-hmm. about you? Any milestones?
We'll hit first grade at some point. So that's kind of a milestone for us. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that an emotional one?
I think so.
I feel like every move yeah. up is almost emotional, though. Every time Layton goes from like mm-hmm. one classroom to the next, I'm like,
yeah. yeah, I don't know. Nothing. I think this will be the year that, you know, we're seeing it right now, but Nolan is using full sentences or, you know, what a toddler's full sentence is. So I think communication this next year is just going to be the next level with him. And we're really excited to to bring him into the mix of sharing his ideas and sharing his, you know, opinions and all of that using words. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. For the upcoming year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yep. I'm going to have to utilize my noise-canceling headphones more this year, but, you know, it's cool.
Got two of them just chatting you up in each ear, asking 10 million questions and saying mama 40 times.
The other day, Colton went to the fridge and got an after-school snack of a cheese stick, and I heard from across the room, brother, cheese stick, brother, cheese stick. And I was like, oh, this is it. This is happening right now. Like, that's it. Okay. It's begun.
Did he get him one?
He did. Okay. Yeah.
Aww,
and even opened it for him too.
Sweet baby.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So but it's really fun this past year just watching those two grow as brothers. I mean, it's something that I never expected to see so much joy out of. I mean, we're only children, so we don't have I never experienced, you know, what a brother or sister is like. And
mm-hmm. Always had to make your own with friends, yeah. Just adopt.
Yes. But to see it through their eyes has been, so great. Mm. So great.
Especially mm-hmm. during the holidays, I'm sure, just all yeah. the excitement mm-hmm. and like the little bonding things that they get to do mm-hmm. that are a little bit different than the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah.
That's mm-hmm. so fun. Yeah. Wow. I've always loved seeing that. Like my best friend Yuritsa, her son Noah is about, I think, almost exactly 6 months younger than Layton. Okay. So they've grown up yep. together. Mm-hmm. Like they have that kind of sibling bond where like they bicker, but they love each other at the same mm-hmm. time. And so they've all these milestones they've both kind of done together. And I just like just from seeing that dynamic and that relationship and seeing those two grow up together, mm-hmm. it's just adorable. So I can't even imagine like, you know, two of your own, and that's going to be so adorable.
Mm-hmm. It has been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But we're not ones to do you guys do like holiday photos or?
Not specific holiday ones. So we do Erin, she does those photos with Santa at Booth's Christmas tree farm.
Yep.
So we do those every year. Unfortunately, my husband was working on the last day that she was doing them this year. So it's just one of Layton this year. Mm-hmm. But we did get family photos updated this year. So they're not specific for the holidays, but we just wanted to get like nice.
I always have
photos.
The really good intention to try to do family photos during the holidays, and I just have never been able to pull it off. But this year, I think we're going to try and knock out, maybe not professionally, but like the PJ matching family PJ kind of photo, even if it's just in our house, or maybe producer John will snap a few photos for us.
I mean, it's not like we don't know a ton of great photographers.
Yes, exactly. We are lucky in that sense,
I'm
for sure.
Right in the room.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like we need to pan the camera. But do you do the Christmas cards and stuff too?
No, I'm really bad. I don't do Christmas cards.
Literally, I created the card and everything uh-huh. last year, forgot to order it. Completely forgot to order it. And so I'm like waiting, I'm looking in the mail, I'm like, wow, these cards still haven't come in yet. So I go and check my email, and then I was like, they're still in the inbox, or they're still in the cart. Like,
now it's too late.
Yeah, never ordered. So nobody got Christmas cards last year. But I tried to the first couple of years.
I know. I always have the best intention. I'm like, I'm going to do this. You know, I've even in our family, it's kind of I don't want to say tradition, but a lot of people will share like letters from their family of like, here's our accomplishments for the year. And like, here's where we plan to go and blah, 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 blah. And I love getting those and like hearing from distant family members and that kind of thing. And I'm always like, yes, I'm going to do that too and send mm-hmm. them out. And then it just doesn't happen.
Mm-mm. Speaking of letters, uh-huh. do you guys do the Santa Claus letters, like mailing out letters to Santa and things?
We make Colton at this point, but when he goes to see Santa, he has to have his letter.
Oh,
so we've never mailed, but have you ever called Santa?
No, I did see that though.
That's great.
And you can call the Grinch too, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, there's a Grinch one as well.
Ooh. Colton is obsessed with the Grinch right now. Obsessed. Yeah. But the calling Santa is a good one.
Okay, mm-hmm. yeah, we'll have to try that one this mm-hmm. year.
It's fun. It's really cute. You can leave him a little message. It's really cute.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love that. I think my husband put this app on his phone, I think, to It was something to do with Santa. Like, it was a few months ago, though, when we were trying to already start using Santa as, like, you better behave. Uh-huh. I got to figure out what app that was. But he was doing something with that where it would almost, like, call your phone to pretend or something like that, that you're talking to Santa. And he'd be on the phone like, oh, no, Santa. No, no, no. I promise. Layton's being a good girl. She's just having a bit of a bad day today. And she would, like, instantly be like... Starting this back in September, like, we're gonna get the most out of Christmas we can.
Is that app all year long? Can we just continue to use it?
It's probably going to. And now it's the elf. We're like, see, mm-hmm. The elf moves.
Elfie is always watching. Netflix has a good elf movie that kind of helps explain, like, kind of the book.
I think we watched that last
night. It's really cute.
Yeah, it's, like, mm-hmm. only, like, 20-something minutes.
Yeah, exactly. It's not long.
We watched that last night.
But it kind of shows, like, the magic of what the elf brings. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a good one.
She better understands the not touching the elf part now, because she was kind of on the fence. She's like, it's a lovey. I'm going to touch it.
Right, right.
We're like, no, the magic. And now she gets it from that movie, so...
Yes.
So, yeah, that was a very, very good one to try.
Thank you, Netflix, for putting that together.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for what 2025 is going to bring, no doubt.
Seriously. Quick question.
Yes.
Do you guys have any New Year's traditions? Because that's one thing that we haven't. Usually it's just like the three of us, mm-hmm. and we try and stay up and watch the ball drop and things like that. But we haven't really done any New Year's traditions like that quite yet. Do you guys have any of those?
Nothing set in stone or major. We always try to, like, glow sticks or something fun and go in the backyard and just – our neighborhood is real big on fireworks on New Year's, so we can go in our neighborhood and just watch fireworks. I mean,
oh, nice.
They're not professional by any means, but, like, they're, you know, something to do outside.
You don't have, like, mad neighbors shutting it down.
Right,
though.
Exactly. Yes, yes. So that's always kind of her tradition. I mean, we kind of spend a lot of time outside on New Year's Day and then, like, kind of stay up because it's, you know – a little bit chilly, but it's not, like, too cold to be outside generally on New Year's. So, like, maybe being outside around the fire, I would say, is kind of a tradition, but nothing too major.
Mm-hmm. No, we do always do the Welch's grape juice. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. for Layton, because my parents did that for me when I was a kid, and I always loved it. It was, like, such a special occasion. I had my little kid champagne, and it was the best.
I love that.
Might explain my obsession with Prosecco as an adult, but...
I mean, that's just natural. So good. Yeah.
Really is that.
We did. We invited friends over last year, and I guess not everyone got the hint that, like, we're parents, so we don't necessarily stay up until midnight, and we probably should have warned everyone that this party was not a stay up until midnight party, that it was just dinner and then, it's, like, go home
by 9.
Yes, exactly.
Put the banner up.
Yeah. So we had one friends couple, and we had so much fun with them, so I, you know, nothing against that, but when we got done, we were like, oh, yeah, I guess people still do stay up until midnight for New Year's. Not us, unfortunately, but they forced us to, which was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I know last year, surprisingly, me and my husband did stay up till midnight. Just, like, we had already put in late into bed and everything, but we stayed up to watch the ball drop and whatnot, so, which was surprising because I'm usually like, I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we did get to see it last year. Yeah. I feel like something... It's so fun to watch the stuff that leads up to it, too, because I feel like something always happens every year. Like that one year Mariah Carey was, like, mm-hmm. singing way off key, which is not like her. Got to see that live. It was great.
I know. I like that type of programming. Mm-hmm. You know, similar to, like, Thanksgiving Day Parade. There's always something that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of the Christmas specials, most of those are recorded, so you don't get that good content. But I agree. The New Year's is always fun. I like to switch between channels to see, like, who's what singers are doing, which ones on, even though they're almost all in Times Square. It's like, okay, here's the angle from different affiliates and stations and things like that. So
have you ever gone?
I have not. I don't.
It looks terrifying.
Yeah, that's not my cup of tea.
People have to camp out to get good.
Yeah, don't
views
they wear, like,
or something?
Diapers and stuff so that they don't lose their spot when
Wild.
They have to go to the bathroom? Like, no, thank you.
And then the hotel rooms that overlook it usually book up,
like, oh, yeah,
a couple years in advance, mm-hmm. or something like that, or at least a year in advance.
Yeah.
And they're crazy expensive. So.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do, and this is further, much further down the road, but, like, I know that Charlotte does them where you like essentially get really dressed up and celebrate New Year's. Like hotels will throw parties essentially, and you can just buy tickets or whatever. I think that would be a lot of fun. I don't know if I'd make it till midnight, but you know, again, that's further down the road when the kids are more grown up.
And you just gotta take like an adult nap in the middle of the day,
exactly,
and then you're good. Like you're solid for the whole rest of the night.
Yes, yes.
And then you throw off your sleep schedule for a week or so.
Yeah. But that's what New Year's Day is for, is
exactly.
To sleep on the couch and either watch football or movies or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you guys eat any certain foods on New Year's Day?
Not specifically on New Year's Day, but we usually order Chinese food on New Year's Eve.
Oh, love that.
It's, yeah. Takeout. Chinese takeout. Mm-hmm. So good.
Yes. What's your go-to order?
Oh, I usually always do the chicken with broccoli. Mm. And then my husband is a General Tso kind of
guy. You guys would fit in nicely in our household. My husband is also General Tso, and I am beef and broccoli. So.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Layton loves the broccoli. So
yes.
She usually just does the chicken and broccoli with me.
Our boys both like dumplings. They think they're meat-filled raviolis, so it's cool. I'm like, great, whatever, works.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, New Year's Day, New Year's is not like a major holiday for us. It's, I almost look at it as like, okay, it's extra time off work. Let's prepare
just like a free day to get your life together.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people, especially from like this part of the South, do like Hop and John and stuff. I learned about that last year.
Yep.
I'd never heard of it, even though I've been here since 2002. I was like, what is Hop and John? But that's for like good luck or something like that, I think. But yeah, there's all types of fun traditions.
I don't think we always did pork and sauerkraut growing up. And I really don't know where that came from. I don't know if it's like a regional type thing or what, but pork and sauerkraut was always one. I don't love sauerkraut, so that's not a tradition that I necessarily carried on. So, but yeah, pork and sauerkraut is something that we used to do growing up.
Nice. That might be like a ancestral.
It could be.
Thing.
It very good.
Like
yeah.
Passed down.
Yes, it very much could be. Mm-hmm. So.
I love sauerkraut.
I like it more now as an adult. I don't think that I cook it very well, so just stay away from it. I'm like, if my dad wants to cook it and we're together on New Year's, great, I'll eat it. But yeah, I don't need to cook it and have that smell go through my house.
Oh, right? Yeah, touche. I usually get it pre-done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But. Well, any last words of wisdom for 2024?
Ooh. Not that I can think of right now. Sorry. I think my brain is about mush for the years.
You know, I think one thing that we can say is we're very thankful to all the people, new followers we've gotten over 2024, all the new listeners, and we hope it continues into 2025. So we're looking forward to another great year with our listeners.
And I'm so thankful that you guys added me on board.
Oh, and
it's
we're
been
so happy
so
to have
fun.
You.
I love this.
Yes, yes,
it's
yes,
fun
yes.
to just chat. I sometimes forget that we're on camera, though, because... Some of my friends have sent me screenshots of the facial expressions that I make, and I'm like, oh my God, there's a camera there. I forgot, which there's probably going to be straight horrific things coming out of this one today. But yeah, I've gotten the screenshot text messages like, nice face.
Welcome to the podcast world.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been so fun. So thank you for having me on board.
Yeah,
this has
we're
been
glad
great.
To have you. All right, guys, here's cheers to 2025.
Cheers.
We don't just get away at the beach. We get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.